Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on Alexei Mordashov. So Mordashov, or more Kashov, I call him, at some point the richest man in Russia. Now, he had the immense honor of having me to work for him for about a month. I did a one-month trial as governor to his two sons way back in 2013. Well, he's actually got three sons, but the two older ones. The youngest one was a baby at the time. So what's he like one-on-one? And so many years later, I suppose I feel fairly safe saying this, although it's actually mostly laudatory things I have to say. Through a certain agency, I got this job that summer, going to Sardinia, working with a Russian family. I had no idea who they were, landing in the airport on the Costa Smeralda, met by a burly older Russian security guard, and I spoke basic Russian at the time, and going to the estate and meeting him and being introduced as Alexei. So Mr. Mordashov, he was then, let me see, in his late 40s, maybe 5'9". He's lean, he's fighting fit, and he has that aspergic face. There's a touch of Elon Musk or Greta Thunberg to him. Something about the corners of the lips, the shape of the nose, the corners of the eyes, something unusual about him. You know he's got to be highly eccentric, just so very high functioning in terms of his aspergic manifestation. So anyway, he's completely genuine. Having spoken to him one-on-one, having seen him on television, he is the same in private as in public. And we actually discussed this about David Cameron, who we both met. And I spoke to David Cameron one-on-one way back to 2003. He was a new Conservative MP. No idea he's going to be prime minister. And he is the same as when he's on display mode, which is, something which is reassuring. They're the same about Prince William, actually. But some people have a persona and they put it on. But Mordashov, he's a real details man. He's very hardworking. He came from nowhere to make billions. And I can see why, because he would insist on snap inspections in his villa in Sardinia, which really wasn't that large and luxurious considering, you know, he had something like $10 billion at the time with his second wife, his two children from her, three children from her, his two sons from his first marriage. And then his yacht, the Lady M, a 68-meter yacht, Lady M, named in honor of his wife, Marina. He drank moderately. He didn't smoke. He ate small amounts of healthy food. He's very active, did lots of swimming, scuba diving, into activities. Not just that, but like doing weights, not huge amounts, but a lot of repetitions. So in excellent shape for a man his age. But he would turn up and unannounced snap inspections on the yacht. Show me this. How does that work? Where are the books? Likewise with me at the tutoring. What are they doing? Are there any mistakes? Why did you let this drift? Saying, well, we're trained not to pick every mistake because it's too dispiriting. Just get them to speak, to write, only correct the errors, which are barrier to understanding. Okay. Because otherwise you'll dispirit them. They'll be too demoralized. They'll be too embarrassed to speak or write for fear of making a mistake. Because even native speakers, we don't speak perfectly grammatically usually. So you might let a few misspellings slip through, and the higher level they get, the less and less tolerance there is for errors. But no, he wasn't having any of that. Had to be 100%. You correct everything. Like that, getting up fairly early, having a very healthy breakfast. And what I liked about him is he wasn't ostentatious. His clothes were actually quite modest. I don't think he wore a Rolex or something like that. The yacht, that was for his gratification. Didn't want anybody to know he was, that this was his yacht. And so in that way, quite a private person. No photos of his wife or children are ever seen in public. When I was in Moscow a few years later, I thought I saw his son at the metro station. I mean, the eldest one, perhaps I won't say the name, tall, stick thin, more aspergic than his father, very pleasant, polite, but, you know, didn't pick up on any unwritten social rules, no sense of personal space or not staring or things like that, but like hyper-focused, hardworking. But, you know, they're actually quite well brought up, mannerly children, not spoilt, not conceited. When we were by one of the swimming pools, my little villa was the closest one. Could he go into my place to use the loo? And yes, I granted him permission. But it was like that, because there's a rich kid stereotype of very, very privileged children being incredibly haughty, condescending, spoiled. But they're not like that. So I commend them like that. The two little girls had less to do with, the baby very little to do with. So you know, boys speaking good English for their age, learning a bit of German and Italian and so on. One of the little girls had an Italian nanny, so bring her up trilingual. So although Mordechai would get up fairly late, a bit lax about timings, he was on holiday. We said we're going to get on the yacht at 12 noon. It might turn out to be 2 o'clock, but we had to be ready to go. So the yacht was for his pleasure. So in some ways I respected him, but he was quite annoying, quite intolerant, really annoyed if the boys had had a snack or that we've been playing chess one time. Like, playing chess is like the worst thing we could do. So there he was, the boss, held in high regard by people, like it if I'm telling them details about exchanging money and stuff like that, greeting everybody and shaking their hand each morning, seeming genuinely pleased to see everyone. There was an authenticity to him which made me develop an unwilling respect for him, because, you know, they say that Ruskies never smile. It's not true, but their smiles are heartfelt. They don't smile for no good reason. They think that is duplicity. They say Americans are two-faced. They'll love bomb you, act like you're the best friend, even though they've only just met you. You can't possibly like me, you scarcely know me. He was genuinely happy to see people. Said just led a very healthy lifestyle. But it was like he's going out of his way to be annoyed, finding fluff on the carpet, that anything was less than perfect. But in some ways, overindulgent to his children. Well, his wife was really in charge of the little ones, letting them have ice cream for breakfast. The stewardess of the yacht couldn't believe it. Ice cream for breakfast. Okay, I'll go and tell the chef, and so on. So his wife was the sort of most negligent mother you ever met, sort of 40, and given birth 6 months early, and her body had just snapped back into shape. When I told some other woman about this, she said, bitch. So envious, because his wife, who just popped them out, and there her responsibility to the child ended. Play with a baby in the swimming pool for 5 minutes, then hand the baby to a nanny, not look at a child all day. So she didn't wash them, dress them, feed them, read to them, play with them, look at them. That was it. She was a very good looking lady, you know, just absolutely flawless skin, sunbathing, had not very much to say with herself, rather vacuous. Ravishing, especially taking into account her age, statuesque and all the rest of it. I don't know what his first wife was like. So Mordechai, he came from nowhere, a small town called Chernopavets, meaning black pepper. The only child of two factory workers with no connections to the nomenclatura, went to university in Leningrad, as it then was, not especially political into the Communist Party, but it was a manager of some steel factory, began trading shares, prospered in that, went to the University of Northumbria, bizarrely. I think he's a bit of a fan of Newcastle Football Club, and back to Russia, speaking almost perfect English, good German as well, and just building them up through Severstal, this steel company, and didn't have connection to the FSB, donated to the Orthodox Church, to chess as well. And I saw a chess match between him and his lawyer, and it was a real battle of intellectual titans. Goodness, what else can I say about him? I mean, doesn't particularly care about politics, you know, has helped Putin out, donated to that German journalist who's written a hagiography of Putin recently. So that is Mordechai, who couldn't really achieve anything in any sphere he wanted to, but I suppose he'd just like to enjoy family life. It crossed my mind, the only thing limiting his happiness is he won't live forever. So why don't you maximize your happiness and not go out of your way to find fault with people? But there we go. He ran a very tight ship, and like all the safety equipment on the yacht, insisting it will be tested out, and it was tested out. So I can see how he made a fortune, because he wouldn't let anything drift. He insisted on knowing how it worked, keeping their staff on their toes. Anyway, so that is Alexei Mordechai. Anyway, I'm never going back to Russia, which is why I feel fairly safe making this. Goodbye.